This is VOA News via remote. I'm Lala. French President Emmanuel Macron told angry Lebanese crowds in downtown Beirut Thursday that French aid would not go to corrupt hands. Macron addressed the protesters 2 days after the city's port was devastated by a blast. The French president said he would talk to all political forces to ask them for a new pact. Meantime, a French rescuer says there's a good chance of finding survivors, especially among a group believed to be trapped in a room under the rubble. The colonel leading the rescue team told President Macron that they are looking for 7 to 8 missing people who could be stuck in a control room buried by the explosion. The Tuesday blast killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A 2-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing great anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's blast. Some are calling for an end to the regime. According to several officials, the explosion appears to have been caused by an accidental fire that ignited a stockpile of ammonium nitrate at the port. Beirut's governor estimates up to 300,000 people are temporarily homeless, which he said would cost the debt-ridden country in excess of $3 billion. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus. He said, though, that if people don't take it seriously, the country will continue to have outbreaks. This is VOA News. Stocks slipped on Thursday as investors waited for signs of an agreement on a U.S. aid package to counter damage from the coronavirus pandemic, with poor corporate earnings reports also weighing on European shares. London's FTSE shed 1.6% as the pound jumped to a 5-month high. Paris fell by 1.2% and Frankfurt by 0.9% after worse-than-expected corporate earnings reports. S&P futures turned negative. Meantime, in Washington, in the United States, top congressional Democrats and White House officials appeared to harden their stances on the relief plan on Wednesday, with few hints of compromise or that an unemployment benefit of $600 a week could be reinstated. Analysts say stocks are struggling to find direction until the outcome of these negotiations are known. In other parts of the world, the coronavirus pandemic rages on. India has recorded the biggest single-day fatalities in the past 24 hours as fresh coronavirus infections surge to reach nearly 2 million. India has recorded 20,000 deaths in the past 30 days. The Australian city of Melbourne is in its first full day of tough lockdown restrictions Thursday. This as Victoria State's premier is urging residents not to panic buy after announcing a significant reduction in meat production. Mexico is nearing 50,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19. This is the third highest number of pandemic deaths in the world. Authorities acknowledge Mexico's real number of deaths could be much higher. The aging survivors of the world's first atomic bombing gathered in Hiroshima, Japan today to observe the 75th anniversary of the attack. A small crowd at Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park stood for a moment of silence at 8:15 a.m., the exact moment the atomic bomb was dropped, killing 140,000 people. The bombing of Hiroshima was followed 3 days later by a second U.S. atomic bombing on the city of Nagasaki. The second bombing prompted Japan to surrender unconditionally to Allied forces on August 15th, bringing an end to World War II. And the State Department says Russia is using a well-developed online operation that includes a loose collection of proxy websites to stir up confusion around the coronavirus by amplifying conspiracy theories and misinformation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will offer a reward of up to $10 million for information that identifies people working with foreign governments to interfere in the U.S. election through illegal cyber activity. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.